I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Earlier this afternoon, the panel that oversees Vermont's $4 billion pension fund rejected calls to sell off its shares in oil and coal companies. But proponents of fossil fuel divestment say they'll continue pushing the state to cut financial ties with the industries they blame for climate change. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
About three dozen climate change activists showed up outside the Pavilion building in Montpelier Tuesday morning. They sang quietly as they marched down a sidewalk and into the auditorium, where the Vermont Pension Investment Committee was contemplating the future of its $4 billion portfolio. It was the third time in 2 years that members of VPIC formally considered unloading its shares in fossil fuel industries, and the committee again voted unanimously to reject the proposal.
The evidence that I've seen to date tells me that there is a loss to the fund. It's substantial, and as a fiduciary, I'm compelled to recommend against divestment.
That's State Treasurer Beth Pierce, a member of the Pension Investment Committee, and the statewide politician that groups like 350.org and the Sierra Club are pressuring to rethink their opposition. Pierce says she thinks climate change is real and that it poses a threat to Vermonters' futures, but she says divestment would cost the fund an estimated $9 million in foregone returns annually.
You know, my first and foremost responsibility is to the 48,000 members, the beneficiaries of the system, whether they're active, vested, or retired members of the state, the teacher, or the municipal system.
Eric Becker was among the activists pushing for divestment Tuesday. He's also the chief investment officer at Clean Yield Asset Management, an investment firm in Norwich that offers environmentally responsible portfolios to its clients. Becker says the analyses that Pierce's office used are deeply flawed since they rely on the past financial performance of fossil fuel companies' shares.
This is a terrible no-no in the world of CFAs and fiduciaries. Historical returns can tell you a lot about the past, but little about the future.
Ed Stanek is a longtime state employee whose pension is under management by VPIC. He says that so long as the state stays vested in oil companies, it risks serious downside exposure to what he says is a fossil fuel bubble.
It is expanding, and it's just a matter of time of when it bursts.
Even putting economics aside, State Treasurer Pierce says Vermont wields more influence over the fossil fuel industry as a shareholder. This past May, at a meeting of ExxonMobil shareholders in Dallas, she offered an ultimately unsuccessful resolution directing the company to strengthen its emission standards.
And I believe that stepping away from the table, selling your shares, actually dilutes the dialogue with the companies.
But while Pierce promotes activism from within, divestment proponents say ownership of those shares makes Vermont complicit in the fossil fuel extraction that the money funds. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.